Epic Games CEO blasts big tech for being fake Democrats now pretending to be Republicans. By Lucas Nolan on January 13, 2025. Tim Sweeney, the CEO of Fortnite developer Epic Games and a frequent critic of Apple and Google, has accused the Silicon Valley masters of the universe of cozying up to President-elect Donald Trump in an attempt to influence the administration's antitrust policies. Sweeney wrote, "After years of pretending to be Democrats, big tech leaders are now pretending to be Republicans, in hopes of currying favor with the new administration." TechSpot reports that in a recent social media post, Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney called out the hypocrisy of tech leaders who previously aligned themselves with leftist ideology but are now pivoting toward the Trump administration. His comments follow pledges from several major tech companies, including Google and Apple, to donate $1 million to Trump's inauguration. Apple CEO Tim Cook, who has forged a personal relationship with Trump, is making the contribution personally. "After years of pretending to be Democrats, big tech leaders are now pretending to be Republicans, in hopes of currying favor with the new administration," Sweeney tweeted. "Beware of the scummy monopoly campaign to vilify competition laws. They rip off consumers and crush competitors." Sweeney's criticism is rooted in his ongoing battles with Apple and Google over smartphone software distribution. The Epic Games CEO has long advocated for the ability to sell games on iPhones and Android devices without being forced to use the official app stores and payment processing systems of these tech giants, arguing that the current system unfairly monopolizes the mobile software market. While Sweeney has made some progress in Europe, the situation in the United States remains largely unchanged. Last year, he vowed to continue fighting until achieving an ultimate victory over what he describes as Apple and Google's totally broken vision for the world. The tech industry's apparent pivot toward the Trump administration extends beyond Apple and Google. Amazon and Meta have also made million-dollar donations to the inauguration. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has taken the additional step of relaxing Facebook's content moderation policies, including scrapping its biased third-party fact-checking program that skewed heavily to the left. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang expressed enthusiasm for the incoming administration as well, pledging the GPU maker's support. President-elect Trump himself has remarked on the change in attitude from tech leaders, saying, "The first term, everybody was fighting me. In this term, everybody wants to be my friend." Read more at TechSpot here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.